Hey, sorry, I'm running a bit late, but I'm almost ready. I just need to grab my phone from the bedroom. No, it's fine. Just come on in with me. Where did I leave it? Ah, there it is. Okay, we can. What's up? What are you staring at? What are you laughing at? Oh my. Oh God. Oh fuck. God, I can't believe I left my dildo out. Wow. Shit. You're not gonna let me live this down, are you? Oh, of course not. What kind of a best friend would you be if you didn't give me shit about this? Stop laughing. I'm serious. Stop it, you little shit. Oh, you're such an asshole. Why is it black? I don't know. It just is. I didn't pick. Wait. What? Why is it so big? Are you serious? No, you're not. You're fucking with me, aren't you? Wait a minute, you aren't. No. I'm not going to forget it. You are serious. You're really telling me you think this is a huge dildo. Okay. I feel a little bad breaking this to you, honey, but this is one of the smaller ones they make. It's like maybe 5.5 inches? Under 6, that's below average. That is most definitely not huge. And you're telling me you consider this a giant cock? Oh no, we're not leaving now. You were happy when you were the one teasing me, so you don't get to say, duh, never mind, let's just go when I start teasing you. Look at me, sweetie. Come on, don't look away. Aw, are you blushing? So cute. You're blushing before I've even asked you anything. But I guess you know what I'm going to ask, huh? Do you have a small dick, hon? Do you? Is your peepee much smaller than my dildo? No, don't look away. You know what? You don't even need to answer. I know the answer. I could hear it in your question, and now I can see it in your eyes. Tell me the truth, sweetie. This is why you're so shy around girls, isn't it? This is why you never get laid? Because you're so scared of a pretty girl seeing your little cock? We can tell, hon. Girls can tell when you're anxious and meek. But it means that you're probably not packing much in your pants. But that's not the only reason you haven't had a girlfriend, is it? It's partly because, well, you have a little crush on me, don't you, babe? A little teensy, eensy little crush. Oh, I've noticed. You're so painfully awkward when we're together. I'll be honest, I've seen the way you ache for me, and I kind of cozy up more aggressively with other guys when we go out together. It's always kind of a turn on for me to go home with a well-hung guy when I know you would just be going home with blue balls. And let's be honest, you've probably popped a little boner in your pants when we've been together tons of times, right? Only I never noticed, on account of the itsy bitsy nub between your legs. Oh gosh. You're burning red. Okay. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take down your pants, and we'll just see for ourselves whether I'm right or not. Stop. Stop, and I won't tell our friends about your dildo. Oh, babe. You're no longer able to dictate terms here, understand? I'm the one who will agree not to tell our friends about your embarrassing under-endowment. If you're lucky, that is. But for now, I'm taking down these pants. No, shut up. I'm not asking you. I'm not asking you. This is what's happening. Shut up and let me unzip your jeans. I can feel your heart pounding. Just calm down while I slide your boxer shorts down. There doesn't seem to be much of a bulge here, does there? I mean, I'm cupping your manhood, I'm sorry, your boyhood, over your shorts, but there barely seems to be anything there. Let's just. Oh, this is priceless. It's even funnier than I thought. Oh, don't feel bad, sweetie. It's so cute. Adorable. Is this how you imagined the first time you were naked for your crush would be, hun? I'm not saying it couldn't make me scream, but it would be more of a howl in amusement than a scream of ecstasy. Okay, wait. I want to see something. Go get my dildo. Oh, God, would you quit whining? How many times do I have to tell you? I'm not asking you anymore. I'm telling. Get my dildo now. Good boy. Wait. Go ahead. You can hold it up to your nose and smell it. I know you want to. You know this is why I was late, don't you? Because it was just used. Because I just fucked myself with it. That's it. Go ahead and enjoy my scent. This is as close to my pussy as you'll ever get. Okay, now I want to see my little dildo alongside your tiny cock. Here we go. Just press it right up against your crotch. Oh my God. God, this is hilarious. Oh, sweetie, you're so little. Your itsy stub doesn't even compare to my small dildo. I can stroke it with my pinky finger. You better get used to watching from the sidelines while I find bigger, better men than you. Sorry, hun. You know you're my best friend, but this is an eensy beensy, inadequate little baby dick. All right. Put your little button dick away and stop trembling. It's time to go out and have fun. Will I tell anyone? Oh, you mean about your minuscule pin dick? Well, maybe if you're a good boy. And if you're nice to me and buy my drinks and point out sexy eligible guys around the party. Maybe I won't tell anyone. But, you know, girls talk, sweetie. And I can't be held responsible if one of my girlfriends, or some girl who's interested in getting to know you, were to accidentally be informed about your unfortunate condition, can I? After all, it's just the truth. And, well, it's just fun to watch you squirm. Come on, little guy. Hold my hand. I know it's not exactly what you envisioned, but I think this little discovery is going to bring us much closer together.